The government of Zimbabwe is in the middle of an unprecedented crackdown on journalists and news organizations. It's part of an overall assault on dissidents and opponents of President Robert Mugabe. NPR's Kenneth Walker reports from Harare that reporters in Zimbabwe are increasingly fearful that the government may soon silence all but the official news organizations.
Julius Zava, deputy editor of the Daily News, gives a visitor a tour of what's left of the paper's printing press, destroyed by a powerful explosion in late January.
A series of explosions. There were three of them.
The Daily News is the only daily newspaper in Zimbabwe not owned by the government. It has printed exposés on corruption in the government, the ruling ZANU-PF party, and their close allies among the war veterans of the guerrilla war against white rule in what was then Rhodesia. Zava seems to have little doubt about who was behind the bombing of the printing press.
They said it was a landmine used to destroy tanks. And that means it could only come from the government stores.
Reporters in Zimbabwe have been under increasing pressure from the government. Zava himself has been arrested by the police and beaten up by war veterans. The government has canceled all accreditation for reporters and told them to reapply with signed statements vowing not to criticize the government or the nation. Zava says that in the week leading up to the bombing, government criticism of the Daily News intensified dramatically.
On Wednesday, the war veterans demonstrated in town, about 500 of them, and then broken our windows at the office in town. And then they made a statement to say that they were meeting on Saturday to decide on how to deal with the Daily News effectively. And that same Saturday, the Minister of Information had said the Daily News was a security threat and that it had to be silenced.
Jonathan Moyo is the Minister of Information and Publicity, one of the most powerful officials in the government. He does not mince words when talking about the Daily News.
It is a threat to national security, and there is no amount of propaganda, intimidation by them or their local or international supporters which will make me change that view. It has repeatedly published blatantly false information about the executive, about the president. And they should not spend a minute thinking we will leave things the way they are.
Moyo is leading the charge in Zimbabwe's crackdown on domestic and foreign journalists. He has barred foreign investment in domestic media, a move apparently aimed at preventing the Daily News from rebuilding its presses. Moyo also closed two private radio stations late last year. Moyo is preparing regulations that would force all foreign journalists based in Zimbabwe to return to their home countries and reapply for admission. Most are not expected to be approved. Visiting foreign journalists will also have to be cleared by Moyo's ministry before arriving in Zimbabwe. And whereas previous permits were issued for 3 weeks, the new ones allow only 5 days.
We are not going to allow people to twist the meaning of freedom of the press. In fact, we don't believe that this is one of the most important rights anyway. It is an outdated right.
Abel Musakani is president of a local journalist association. He describes Moyo as the worst enemy of press freedom Zimbabwe has ever known. The association has begun a series of meetings with the public to report on what Musakani calls an increasingly dangerous situation.
We've had journalists being beaten up. We've had journalists being detained, abducted by the military and being detained, tortured. We've had printing machines being bombed. Those responsible for making voices heard are in real danger, physical danger.
Some analysts believe the crackdown on the press is related to President Mugabe's bid for re-election next year, but others fear it may be a prelude to a much more violent purge of those who oppose the president. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Harare.